آله وصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والتين والزيتون وطور سينين وهذا البلد الأمين لقد خلقنا الإنسان في أحسن تقويم وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله لا ينظر إلى صوركم وأموالكم ولكن ينظر إلى قلوبكم وأعمالكم أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, this is Surah At-Tin, which is revealed in Makkah al-Mukarramah in early period of Islam, and it has the 8 verses, 8 ayat. And there are 5 surahs in the whole Quran which contains 8 ayat. Number 1, Suratul Inshirah, Alam Nashrah. The second is Suratul Teen. The third is Suratul Bayyinat, Lam Yakunil Ladina Kafaru. Then number 4 is Zilzal. And number 5, Al Hakum Al Takasur. All these 5 surahs have 8 verses, 8 ayat of the Holy Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in Surah At-Tin 4 things. He's taken an oath of 4 different things. Teen, fig, olive, and Mount Tur, and city of security, Baladul Amin, Makkatul Mukarramah. There are so many things to learn and message in this verse, in this surah. So inshallah, in short time, I'll try to elaborate as much I can. Insan needs 2 types of food, because we are combination of the body and soul. The spirit comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the heaven. وَنَفَقْتُ فِيهِ مِنْ رُوحِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I blow my spirit, my soul into the human. And our body structure has been built up in this world. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, after the death, مِنْهَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ وَفِيهَا نُعِيدُكُمْ وَمِنْهَا نُخْرِجُكُمْ تَارَةً أُخْرَى. We have created you from the sand. We are going to return you back into the sand. And we will resurrect you again from the sand. So body is from the sand, and soul comes from alam arwah. And both things need a fuel, food. So for the spiritual food, for our soul, is the revelation and wahi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for the body, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the food and provision for us in this dunya. So in this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned about our spiritual food and our physical food for the body. The spiritual food available by the revelation. So one place of revelation is Mount Tur Sina or Tur Sinin. That on Mount Tur, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent His tajalli, His light. And that is the very, very sacred mount in the whole world. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unveiled Himself in the form of tajalli only on that mount. In this world, there is the only creation, Mount Tur, on which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed or exposed His tajalli. فَلَمَّا تَجَلَّ رَبَّهُ لِلْجَبَلِ خَرَّ مُوسَى سَعِقًا. Right? So, and that is the station, or that is the mount on which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted the divine scripture, Torah, the Old Testament, to
his beloved Rasul Kalimullah Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Is in Surah on Jabal Nur, Cave of Hira in Makkah al-Mukarramah, one of the mountain is Jabal Nur, where the Cave of Hira is situated. On this Jabal, on this mount, Mount of Nur, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed his first verse upon the final messenger, Habibullah, Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. So Mount Tur is the place of revelation. Torah was revealed upon Musa alayhi salam. Mount Nur is the place of revelation upon which the Holy Quran was revealed upon our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Makkah Mukarramah. So these two, the places of revelation, and through the wahi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is providing the food for the soul, the spiritual food, revelation, guidance. And as for the food for the body, the best food is the fig and olive. Because these two fruits are the fruits of the heavens, the fruits of paradise. So there is no comparison of any other fruit of this world with the fruit of the paradise. So that's why fig and olive is the best of the provision, best of the food for our body. So physical food is fig and olive, and spiritual food is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed on Mount Tur and Mount Nur, the wahi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are no carbohydrates in the olive, but it is full of protein, and fig is full of carbohydrates but no protein in it. So it is only beneficial if one eats one fig with seven olives together every day, the combination of two fruits. What is the benefits of fig and olives? I already mentioned in my last Friday talk. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned the pears in this surah. Two fruits, as I mentioned, fig and olive, two mountains, the Jabal Tur and Jabal Nur in Makkah Mukarramah, two places of revelation indicating two divine books, Torah, Old Testament, and the Holy Quran. Upon two steadfast Rasul of, there are five steadfast Rasuls of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala amongst all 124,000 approximate prophets and messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Among those, only 25 names of the prophets are mentioned in the Holy Quran. That's all we know. We don't know the rest of the prophets, but as the aqidah, as the faith, we have to believe in all the prophets and Rasul of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, regardless we know the names or we don't know the names. So out of those 25 prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is mentioned in the Holy Quran, these are the five steadfast Ulul Azm prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam, Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, and finally our beloved Rasulullah Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So in this Surah At-Teen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned and categorized all these five holy prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there are two kinds of people, believers and non-believers. I'm talking of the pairs, two fruits, two mountains, two books of revelations, divine scripture, and two kind of people, believers, mu'mineen, and non-believers, kuffar and mushrikeen. And there are two kinds of human structures, the best and the worst. And there are two types of the position, highest position and the lowest position. So we'll find لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمِ ثُمَّ رَدَدْنَاهُ أَسْفَلَ سَافِلِينَ. So أحسن التقويم, best of the form, highest, and then أسفل السافلين, lowest of the low. So there are two structures has mentioned in this Surah At-Tur. And there are two conditions, أحسن and Afsal. Asfal. Ahsan and Asfal. Ahsan, the best. Good, better, best. Likewise, low, lower and lowest. So, Asfal is the lowest position. So, this teen, the fifth, is referring to Hazrat Adam alayhi salam and Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam. According to one riwayat, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded Hazrat Adam alayhi salam and Hazrat Hua alayhi salam that you can live in paradise freely, you can roam around anywhere you want, you can eat any fruits, enjoy the bounties of the paradise, except don't go nearby this shajara, shajaratul mamnu'ah, forbidden tree. If you violate this command, then you will be in trouble. But as we know, the shaitan, iblis, whisper Hazrat Hawa alayhi salam and convince her to eat these forbidden fruits and encourage her that if you are going to eat this fruit, then you will stay in paradise forever. That is the quality and ingredient of this fruit. That's how he, you know, misguided Hazrat Hawa alayhi salam. That if you want to stay in Jannah, I'm giving you one secret hint that why Allah forbidded you from only this one tree? The whole paradise he allowed you, permitted you to eat and enjoy. Why this one fruit only? Because Allah knows if you eat this one, then you're going to stay here forever. That's why he forbidded you. Just eat it. Then you will stay in Jannah paradise. Now who doesn't like, my brothers, to stay in paradise? So this was the trap of the Iblis. That's how he traps the Ibn Adam also, all of us. That's trapped by Shaitan and Iblis all the time. So he misguided Hazrat Hawa alayhi salam, and because of his convincing speech, Hazrat Hawa alayhi salam also convinced Hazrat Adam alayhi salam and forced him to eat that fruit. So the moment they eat that fruit, violated the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and consequently the dress of the paradise, the garment of the paradise, disappear from their bodies. And first time they became naked. Now they were worried and concerned. Immediately Hazrat Adam salam realized that we made a mistake and immediately started crying and begging to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa illam taghfirlana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al-khasirin. This was the first dua uttered by human being, by Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, asking forgiveness and admitting that we have done wrong. Zalamna, Rabbana zalamna anfusana. We have done wrong. We shouldn't violate your command. How dare we are? By violating your command, by committing sin, we have oppressed ourselves. We have done wrong to ourselves. Same thing, if you're committing sin in this world, you have to face the consequences in hereafter. Right? So, zalamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana, if you do not forgive and you do not have mercy upon us, we're going to be doomed forever. So he admitted and he submitted himself and repented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, but they were already naked. So they were running around and there was only trees over there in paradise. So it is said in the riwayat, I don't know how authentic it is, but it is said in the riwayat that all the trees of paradise refuse to give them a leaves, allow them to take the leaves, because in that state they were the sinner. And paradise, the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so they don't help any sinner. So they refuse. No, don't take our leaves, don't take our leaves. Eventually, that was only one tree, the fig tree, who allowed them to take the leaves and cover themselves. So tree, the fig tree is the helper of Adam alayhi salam and Hawa alayhi salam. That's why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prays in the hadith, this, the fig tree is the tree of Jannah, the tree of paradise. And fig and olive is the fruits of Jannah, is the fruit of paradise. So this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the surah Wat-Teen wa Zaytun. So this is one incident that teen, the fig, has helped Hazrat Adam alayhi salam and Hawa with its leaves to cover themselves. As for the Nuh alayhi salam, when the flood came in the form of azab, and whole world was drowned at that time, whatever the population were, except that Ark of Noah floating on to the water, and only those believers, 80 plus, who were in, aboard in the Ark of Noah alayhi salam, believing Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam as the Prophet of Allah, they were protected. And there are difference of riwayat how long this ark was floating on the flood, 40 days, 4 months, Allah knows best. But eventually, it is settled in Mount Judi. And now Mount Judi is situated in Turkey, somewhere in Turkey. So this fig tree is mostly available nearby that Mount Judi. The best fig in the world, according to the research, is the fig of the Mount Judi in Turkey. The best kind of fig you find is on this place, Mount Judi, where the Ark of Nuh alayhi salam was settled after the flood to save humanity. It's a civilization started from Turkey, from the Mount Judi, where the Ark of Nuh alayhi salam was settled. It's like a new generation, new population started from there. So the Mount Judi is the best producing fig in the whole world. Then after that, the other place in the world is the Greece, USA, Italy and Portugal, and the Spain. These are the 5 countries in the world produce best of the fig. But first, number one is the Turkey, in the Turkey Mount Judi. Now zaytun, which is olive, vatini was zaytun. So zaytun is referring, vatin is referring to Nuh alayhi salam. Zaytun is referring to the Mount Olive in Jerusalem, which is the place of Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu salam. He gave da'wah at the Jerusalem, and he used to go to the worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the Mount Olive. According to the New Testament Luke, Hazrat Isa alayhi salam used to go to the Mount of Olive for prayers. So this mountain is very sacred mountain, just like Jabal Tur. So this mountain also is very, very sacred mountain, and this mountain will protect believers from Yajuj and Majuj. Rasulullah said, when Gog and Magog will come out towards the end of before the Qiyamah, trumpet will be blown. So Gog Magog will come out, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send a wahi to Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu salam after the killing Dajjal. Then that wall will be broken, and Yajuj, Majuj, Gog, Magog will come out rushing and eating everything. They will drink the whole water of the ocean. They will eat everyone, animals and birds and human beings, everything. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send wahi to Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, take the believers, mu'mineen, to Mount Judi. The Mount of Olive, which is in Jerusalem. So Isa alayhi salatu wasalam will take all the mu'minin, all the believers to brother. I don't know why they stand in front of me. Astaghfirullah. So Mount Jerusalem, this mount, Hazrat Isa alayhi salam will take all the believers on top of the mount. So they will come, but they will be very tiny, very short in the size. They will not be able to climb this top mountain. That's how the believers will be protected 7 days or whatever time period Allah knows best. They will remain on top of the mountain with Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send the azab to Yajuj and Majuj. They all will die. So this all will happen, but this will be the only mountain will protect the believers before the Qiyamah, which is the Mount of Jerusalem.
Mount of Olive. So Zaytun is referred to it. Then Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned what Turi Sinin. Now Turi Sina, as I said, is the mount of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu salam, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent his wahi and tajalli and granted the Torah, the Old Testament, to Hazrat Musa alayhi salam. So this mountain also very Mubarak and blessed mountain. And by Baladul Amin is referred to Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam and the final messenger Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi salam. First, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam made the dua for the city of Makkah when he left his beloved wife Hazrat Hajir and his infant son Hazrat Ismail alayhi salatu salam in this barren land, Wadi Ghair Zizara. In this barren land, there was no human being, no bird, no vegetation, nothing. It was barren land. So by leaving them over there by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he was returning back towards the Palestine, on the way he made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rabbi jal hadal balada amina. Oh Allah, make this land peaceful. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declared, وَمَنْ دَخَلَهُ كَانَ آمِنًا وَلِلَّهِ عَلَى النَّاسِ حِجُّ الْبَيْتِ مِنْ اسْتَطَاعِ إِلَى سَبِيلًا. You know, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَنْ دَخَلَهُ كَانَ آمِنًا. Whoever will enter in this holy city of Makkah, he will be protected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, protected by the angels. And another meaning of Amina is peace, Aman. Aman means peace, meaning whoever enters in Makkah Mukarramah, in Ayyami Jahiliyah, on the days of ignorance, they used to fight and quarrel and kill each other. But when their enemy used to enter into holy city of Makkah, they used to stop. No matter how staunch enemy he is, as long as he used to stay in city of Makkah, they never used to touch him. That's why all the Hujjaj on those go for Umrah, it is not allowed them even to cut the blade of grass or cut the leaf of the tree in that holy city. Everything there is protected. So this is Baladul Amin. Is the place where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was born. La uqsimu bihadal balad wa anta hillum bihadal balad. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Balad that taking the oath of this holy city of Makkah, why is Aman, why is full of peace and tranquility and protection? Because, oh my beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is your birthplace. You were born here. So because of your barakah and blessing, I made the whole city is protected and full of peace. Baladul Amin. And the first wahi on Cave of Hira, you know, the Jibreel alayhi salam brought, and his laqab, his title also, Ruhul Amin. Ruhul Nazala bihi Ruhul Amin. This wahi, this revelation came onto the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is As-Sadiq Al-Amin. So wahi brought by Ruhul Amin upon Sadiqul Amin in the city Baladul Amin. See how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has connected this word of Aman and peace and tranquility. So Bahadal Baladul Amin is indicating towards Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam and our beloved Rasulullah Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasalam. That is why when Dajjal will appear, Antichrist, and he will travel the whole world and he will mess around the whole world, but he will not be able to enter into the holy city of Makkah. Dajjal will not allow to enter into the holy city Makkah Mukarrama and Medina Munawwara. These two sacred cities will be protected by the angels, and the Dajjal will not be able to enter. This is Baladul Amin. So Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam, another, you know, dimension of the surah, Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam and Hazrat Musa alayhi salam were tested by water. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam tested by fire. Hazrat Isa alayhi salam tested by crucifixion. And our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was tested by assassination. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected all of them miraculously. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shown his mercy and his power. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned after taking the oath of these four things, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ التَّقْوِيمِ. Verily, we have created man in the best stature. All the animals, just notice this, very important point. All the animals and birds lower their heads and mouths to eat. When they have to eat, they have to lower their mouth and their head. It is only human being, which is أَحْسَنِ التَّقْوِيمِ, the best of the form, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not make him to lower his face to take the food. He is eating upright. We are eating from the childhood, but we are not thinking how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has honored us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't allow our head to bow down to anyone else except himself. لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ التَّقْوِيمِ. All the animals, birds, they put down their heads on the ground to eat. And we eat upright. So our heads should only bow down, we only prostrate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another point, my brothers, that when the fetus is in the womb of mother, it used to get its provision and food through the tube umbilical cord, which connects through the placenta, belly button. You can see how while it was in the womb of mother from the age of 5th month till it is born, it is, you know, taking the food, the menstruation, you know, blood of the mother, not from the mouth. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bypass some other tube, and through that tube, this provision and oxygen, whatever is required to that fetus, he's getting through the tube connected to the placenta of the mother. And after the birth, the nurse cut off that tube. We all know about it, right? So why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, this mouth has been created to eat the food, to chew it. But while we are in the womb of mother, our provision is what? It's not clear and pure food. It's the menstruation blood of the mother, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala purifies it and make the provision for the fetus. That is the food he's getting into the womb of mother. But to drink that filthy liquid through the mouth, it will be irrespectful. So protect ourselves, to grant us dignity and honor, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bypassed the provision and made another temporary arrangement for us to survive in the womb of mother. Why? So this mouth, this tongue is pure and clean. It is only and solely for the zikrullah. We can make zikrullah, tilawat of the Holy Quran, perform the salat, you know, take name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make durood sharif, read durood sharif through the mouth. Why? Because Allah kept it, you know, protected from the filth in the womb of mother. It is pure and clean. So it's reserved only for the zikrullah and for the tasbihat and tilawat of the Holy Quran. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is merciful towards us. So that is why insan is called ashraful makhluqat, best of the nation, and he is khalifatullah fil ard. وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمَ وَحَمَلْنَاهُمْ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ وَرَزَقْنَاهُمْ مِنَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ وَفَضَّلْنَاهُمْ عَلَى كَثِيرٍ مِمَّنْ خَلَقْنَا تَفْضِيلًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us honor and granted us a preference over all the makhlukat, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted the best of the food, tayyibat, and everything is subsided and subservient for the human being. That's why Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned in one of the hadith, الدُّنْيَا خُلِقَتْ لَكُمْ, the whole world has been created for your service. Sun is rising, moon is coming up, rain is coming down, everything, all the makhlukat of this world is for the service of human being. وَأَنْتُمْ خُلِقْتُمْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ, but you are not created for this world. Your existence of this world is to prepare for hereafter. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنْسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, ثُمَّ رَدَدْنَاهُ أَسْفَلَ سَافِلِينَ. Then we reduce him to the lowest of the low. It means physically we becomes old and fragile and not able to work after the age of 60-70. But animals, they are keep on working until they die. Until they die, they are useful, they are doing the service. So we becomes
worse than the animal towards the end of our life. Another meaning is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the human being in the best form, ahsana taqwim, but by worshipping other creations like cow, sun, moon, snake, elephants, etc., which is the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he becomes lowest of the low. He's supposed to worship only Creator, but he's not believing in Creator and worshipping his creation. That's why he became asfala safilin, lowest of the low. Another meaning, Mufassirin has mentioned, the asfala safilin, it means Abu Jahl, all the mushrikeen, and all the kuffar. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created them in the best and perfect shape, but they did not believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the Creator, and worshipping the idols. That's why their status becomes lowest of the low. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exempted, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَامِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ فَلَهُمْ أَجْرٌ غَيْرُ مَمْنُونَ, except those who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and do righteous deeds, then they will have the endless reward. غَيْرُ مَمْنُونَ. What is the endless reward? Paradise, Jannah, where a person is going to live forever. So this is the ajru ghayru mamnoon, when he brought the iman and do the amal saliha. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "Fama yukadzibuka ba'du bittin." When you see all this evidence, all this proof, then what causes you to deny the day of resurrection? It will come. Alaysa Allahu bihakamil hakimin? Is not Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the best of the judges? Yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the best of the judges. May Allah give us tawfiq to understand these meanings of Surah Al-Teen and put it into the practice.